Acts chapter 12, Mishnah 4. Hacheresh nechelatz, if a male deaf mute, right? So he's a male deaf mute, and he had to do chalitza, v'hachareshes shechalta, or she's a female deaf mute, the woman he's got to do this chalitza with. So either of them is a deaf mute, v'chalitzes lakatan, or if she does it, if the woman is a major, and she does it to a katan, to a minor. So in all of these cases, chalitzasa psula, it is an invalid chalitza. Now, brings over here that the in the Karti, brings that, although we said the verses are not, you know, don't prevent a valid chalitza, that is where the person has the ability to say the verses, but neglects to say them. In this case over here, with this deaf mute, this person is incapable of saying the verses. And since he's incapable of saying the verses, either him or her, so that the chalitza is not valid. They have to at least be able to say the verses. Carries on the Mishnah, Katana Shechaltza. If a girl who was a minor performed chalitza, Tachalot Mishetagadil. She has to do it again when she grows up. She's a minor, right? She gets married when she's a minor, which we know can happen. Then her husband dies. She does chalitza with his brother while she's still a minor. That's no good. She has to wait till she grows up. And then she has to do it again. The imlochalts, and if she doesn't do it again, chalitzasa pesula, then her chalitza is invalid.